very special guest, a player who might be playing on the Edmonton Oilers, might be playing the Calgary Flames, Buffalo, Florida, who knows, a top-rated draft pick from the Prince Albert Raiders, had 100 points as a 17-year-old and goes into the NHL draft as one of the top-rated prospects. Currently joining us from Germany, Leon Draisaitl. Leon, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks a lot. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You had an outstanding season. Not many 17-year-olds can put up 100 points, you know, especially just talk about, you know, the transition of you in Germany, then coming to North America and how you were able to make it pretty seamlessly and put up 100 points, because not a lot of guys can adapt to the North American game as quickly as you did. How come you were successful doing it?
In my opinion, I have to give a lot of credit to the people around me, like my billets, the guys on my team. They just made it so easy for me to adjust to the North American hockey and to the lifestyle as well. Like I said, they just made it really easy for me, and I think that's the biggest thing in my opinion.
It's been interesting, Leon, listening to people as they break down your game, the positives and negatives. I find it interesting. I watched you at the World Junior Championships, and man, you were really aggressive. You took a lot of kind of aggressive penalties, and I found it funny that people are saying, "Well, he's not overly an aggressive player." How would you describe your game?
I don't think I'm an aggressive player. But I know when to be physical and then when I might have to pull back. So I don't think I'm an overly aggressive player. I mean, I took some penalties I usually don't take. Whoever knows me, they know I'm the least guy out there who wants anybody injured. And then I accidentally hit a guy from behind, had a high stick and penalty, and then it just didn't really go my way at the World Juniors. So I don't think I'm an aggressive player. I think I know when to be physical and when I have to pull back.
Leon Draisaitl joins us. Leon, currently, for the last 3 weeks, you've been practicing with the men's team for Germany at the upcoming World Championships. When will you find out if you're going to play any games?
I've already played 6 exhibition games, actually. I think next week the final roster is gonna be out, and then I'm gonna have to look if I'm on there, if I'm gonna travel to Belarus with the team, and then if I made the team. So I don't really know anything yet. All I can say is I'm gonna be working hard and then try to make the team.
What is the biggest difference you've noticed from going to the Western Hockey League and now you're playing with men? Is the strength that much of a difference? You're a big, strong guy at 18, but you don't have man strength per se yet. Is that the biggest thing you noticed even in those 6 exhibition games?
Yeah, definitely. Just exactly like you said. The strength, the way men skate, and then they're just stronger. That's just the way it is. It's not that they're working out more. I think it's just because they're men. That's why they're stronger. And then it definitely takes some time to adjust. I think the guys in the WHL, they're all strong kids. They're really good players, but they're just not men. Men is there's something else, and then it takes some time to adjust, definitely. Yeah.
Leon Draisaitl joins us, a top-ranked prospect, set to go anywhere in the top 4 or 5, it sounds like, in the upcoming 2014 NHL entry draft. Leon, you described, you know, your game and what you like about it. Tell me about the Corey Clouston, your head coach, who has, of course, been a coach in the NHL. What are some of the specific things he wanted you to work on as your game that he felt would help you become an NHL player?
You know, I think Corey did a great job in me. I used to be, last year I used to be a really, really more offensive player. And now he made me being a complete player, a more complete player anyways. I know I still have a lot of work to do. I know that. And I can tell you I'm working on it. But, you know, he did a great job in teaching me how to play on both sides of the game. And then to keep it easy. And then I think I learned when I can use my creativity and when to make the easy play.
Coming out of Germany, Leon, compared to Canadian kids, you just don't have the opportunity to play against the same level of competition. And normally that pushes kids to get better. Yet you've managed to come from Germany where I'm guessing most often you didn't have the same level of competition that the Canadian kids did. To me, I think your ceiling is maybe even higher because of that. Do you feel you have a lot of room to grow as a player?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's I don't like saying it, but that's just the way it is. Germany does not have the greatest development. I think we're getting better, but it's still not where it needs to be, in my opinion. So I have a lot to learn. I know that, and I'm working on it, and I'm willing to learn the game and be the best player I can possibly be.
How did you become such a great creative offensive player? And I know scouts and coaches that you've coached against you say, man, he's such a gifted offensive guy. Where did that creativity come from? Where did you learn it?
I think I did get a lot from my dad. He was the same type of player. He liked to make plays offensively, and he liked to be really creative. And I think that's one thing I get from my dad. On the other hand, I really work on that stuff in practice. Every single practice, I'm trying to get better, and even the things I'm already pretty good with. I'm still trying to get better because I know there's a lot of room I can be better at, and then that's what I'm trying to improve every single day.
Leon Draisaitl joins us. Leon, I'm not sure how much attention you pay to it, but leading up to the draft, a lot of times, unfortunately, a lot of the people start looking at maybe the weaknesses, even of the best players, the top-rated guys like yourselves, in their game. And some suggest that you're not maybe a fireball. You're not highly competitive. From games I've seen, I don't agree with that, but how do you respond to those who suggest that maybe you're not a highly competitive player?
I know I'm a really, really competitive person. I want to win. I want to win every single game. And I know people say that about me, but you know, I think it's the style of game I play. In my opinion, that's why people say that a lot. I like to control the game rather than speeding it up all the time, and then I know I have to learn to speed it up too, and that's something I'm working on right now, and I know that's one of my weaknesses, but I think that's why people say it, because I like to control the game, I like to have the puck on my stick and then make things happen, but I know I have to work on it for sure. It's definitely one of my weaknesses. Yeah.
How do you work on speeding up the game?
You know, the summer is a great opportunity for me to get faster, to get quicker, and then same with right now. I'm working on it. The drills I'm going. I'm trying to go full speed every time, and then it's gonna work out one day. And then, but yeah, like I said, I think the summer is where you really get your speed.
Leon Draisaitl joins us. Slowing the game down, there's nothing wrong with it. Patrick Kane's maybe one of the most dangerous players in the league, and he's got such an innate ability to slow the game down. Recently, a lot of people are comparing you to Anze Kopitar, you know, a big Slovenian who came over and now has emerged as one of the best players in the game. It's always hard to compare players individually to another guy, but who do you feel your game is similar to as far as the style? Not saying that you're going to guarantee you score 90 or 100 points like those guys, but do you see a similarity in how Kopitar plays to how you play?
To be honest, I think I do have some similarities to Kopitar. we are still different players, and you can't copy any players. It's just not possible. I always said I think one of the players who I can see some similarities as well as Joe Thornton. He's a big guy. He likes to protect the puck, and then he's a great passer. So I think those two guys are probably the guys I can compare myself to the most.
Leon, I want to ask you, because the Edmonton Oil Kings were the team that knocked you out of the playoffs. They're into the Western League final for the third consecutive season. As a guy who played against them, what was the best part of the Oil Kings game? What made them so good?
I think it's just their depth. Their D-men are outstanding. They're doing such a great job of shutting down top guys, and even their forwards. They have some really skilled guys like Samuelson, Lazar, Pollock. Those are all top end players in this league, and that's why they in the finals again. I mean, they're not there because they're a bad team. They're there because they're probably one of the best two. Well, obviously they're one of the best two teams in the WHL, and I can tell you it's hard to play against them. But I think we challenged them. I mean, most of the games were pretty close, and then at the end. You have to give credit to Edmonton. They were the better team.
Leon, I really appreciate this. What do you do in your downtime? What are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do outside of hockey?
I like to play different sports. I like to play ping pong. I play soccer, volleyball, stuff like that. And I'm just hanging out with my friends from back home. I'm really a guy who likes to catch up with old friends and then spend some time with the family. That's what I'm doing here.
When you're in Canada and not in Germany, what is the one food you miss the most?
That's tough. I'm probably gonna have to go with a schnitzel with fries. That's something I definitely miss.
Yeah, our schnitzel's not the same as it is in Germany. I've had it in Germany. It's unbelievable. Leon, I really appreciate you taking the time out of this. Best of luck. I'm guessing you'll make the World Championship team for Germany, which will only improve your stock, allow fans in Edmonton who are very curious to want to see how you play there. And then maybe we'll see you at the draft as a member of the Edmonton Oilers, regardless of where you get drafted. Best of luck. Continued success. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.